to begin. I'll ring the bells, our precious bells, 5 times. And each time I do, see if you can hear it as if you're hearing it for the first time. Let's take a deep breath together, and as we do, see if you can feel all of these people around the world with you this morning, taking this breath with you. So we'll breathe in through the nose. And slowly out through the mouth. Inviting the jaw to soften. As well as any other muscles in the face that may be clenched. The forehead can be at ease. The eyelids, the cheeks, the tongue, could slide down to the neck and shoulders. Inviting those areas to soften as well. Belly and the hands. We're giving the mind and the body the invitation to feel safe, and the signal that in this moment we are safe. This safety becomes the linchpin of presence. Allowing us to feel okay to bring and know all the different aspects of our experience right now. So see if you can relax a little more deeply and settle a little more intimately into yourself. Know where you need to go. No ego you need to transcend. No better version of yourself you need to become. Whoever you are right now, whoever you feel like you are right now, is worthy of kindness, forgiveness, compassion. And as we start to take this relationship with ourself, making space for all the different parts of us, it better enables our heart to remain open to others and their journeys and insecurities and foibles. Because we're more connected to humanity through connecting with our own. Projections will fall away because we've integrated more of the parts of ourselves that we cast into the shadows. this moment of breathing that you're experiencing is also what many billions of beings around the world are experiencing. If there's peace, others know this experience too. If there's sadness, others have endured this experience too. If there's confusion about the next step, others have been there too. So as we all practice together from all different corners of the world, see if you can feel that shared connection with each breath, with each wandering thought, with each emotion, itch, sounds. It all becomes the gateway into a shared sense of humanity. You are not alone. And you belong here. In the final minute of our meditation, I invite you to create an intention moving forward from this 21 days, something you've touched into that's been meaningful for you, that you'd like to carry, nourish, and hold at the forefront of your mind and heart. moment, I'll ring the bells one final time to close out this series. I'll ring them 3 times. And to bring the experience full circle, see if you can hear each one as if you were hearing it for the first time, as if it were day one, moment one. So when you're ready, you can start to reorient yourself. And if the eyes have been closed, you can open them again. All right, everyone. Well, thank you for practicing with me, and thank you for your time and presence over these 21 days. We did it. We started out on May 5th, and we are here on May 25th. It's been a real joy to do this with you and to show up each morning consistently. 7:30 a.m. over here, and to know that we were going to have this practice period, and to see all your names and your faces, it's truly been a joy. A couple things coming to the end of an experience like this, it can bring up different emotions. Some of them rational, like, what's next? Where do I go from here? And then some of them can sometimes even feel irrational, like a sense of abandonment, or like, don't leave, or we get attached to the experience. And if it has been meaningful for us, it can be tough to separate from that, and know that it's not irrational, and it's welcomed, and it's all part of transitions and integration and things that potentially have been meaningful. So a few things that if you want to continue the momentum, ways to do that, that at least I'm offering. I try to have a lot of free offerings for people that just want to follow along, regardless of financial circumstances. So this is one of them, the 21 days. You can access all of the MP3s and the videos on the website at CoreyMascara.com/21 days and 21 written as numbers. That'll just ask you for an email address, and then it'll send you an email with the link to the private page. Also, that will put you on my email list to get newsletters and upcoming workshops and offerings. So if we do another series like this at some point, you'll be notified of that. And if you don't want any of those notifications, just one click on subscribe. So there's that for you if you want to continue to go through this. Also, as you're probably seeing on Instagram and Facebook, I'm posting a lot more. I'm trying to post several things a day. I don't always live up to that, but trying. And those will always be free, obviously, and hopefully at least give you something to keep at the forefront of your mind, keep these teachings at the forefront. And that's very important to me. It's very important to also Make your social media feed something that enriches you and brings you joy rather than comparison, frustration, and all of that. So that can be a helpful way to carry along. If you're watching this, it already means you follow. But just continuing to stay up to date there. You can turn the notifications on if you're inspired, and that will show you when these posts are coming through. There's a daily podcast, Practicing Human, and that's, you know, 5 to 15 minute sessions each day on a different topic, 5 days a week. And so that's a more in-depth teaching, one that I'm thinking through each day. So it's a little cleaner. And more nicely curated, you could say. So if you're not listening to Practicing Human that yet, that is another option. I will be posting a lot more on YouTube, creating new videos, and so all of that will be on social media, and I'll share updates as we go via email. If you're looking for a bit more curated experiences, longer experiences, more immersive experiences, The next best one would be the retreat coming up June 5th through 7th. I know a bunch of you are already enrolled in that. If you'd like to keep the momentum, especially if you feel like you've started to, like things have started to move and you feel like energy moving through you or feel inspired to go deeper into the practice, a retreat is an invaluable way to do that, regardless of your experience. So this is open to beginners and people with extensive practice. So that's June 5th through 7th. You can find that out at corymascara.com/retreat. I'd love to work with you. And that's an opportunity for us to actually see each other, engage in Q&A, different format than this. What else? Oh, this texting thing that I'm doing that I'm really excited about. So if you text me anything, it'd be a thumbs up, hey, Corey, say you're part of the 21 days, text this number 1-631-305-2874. Maybe someone could write that in the chat bars here. 1-631-305-2874. That's where I'm going to be sharing more of my teachings as well. And this is free too. As even though I wrote a book and I wrote a lot of stuff on Instagram, Facebook, I don't actually like writing that much. And so there's a lot of stuff that go into those posts, a lot of background information, things I'm thinking about that I don't put there just because it can be extensive and time consuming. And so this text message thing is just going to be a way, it's probably going to be a lot of audio messages where, you know, not like every hour, but periodically, maybe once a day, few times a week, especially around certain posts I share on Instagram, Facebook, where I'm going to give you more of the background of like, what was I thinking with that post? Where were there more nuances that I couldn't address? Stories connected to it. So it's kind of like an inside look at more how I'm thinking through this stuff. So if you want to go deeper into it, if you're enjoying these teachings, like this is more way to go deeper into those. And I'll just share like more exclusive content that's not shared on other platforms in that texting platform. So again, that number, you just text anything to +1-631-305-2874. And I'm excited to be doing a lot more on that. And you could cancel anytime, so don't worry. It's just, you just press stop. Okay. There's probably more. Oh, and just like outside of me, there's so many teachings. Like if this is just the beginning of your mindfulness journey, it's vast and it's deep and it ranges from philosophy, poetry, to being in nature and or endlessly searching YouTube videos on mindfulness and meditation. There's so much out there. So if you have the seed of interest, that kernel, just follow it. I mean, that's what I did when I started out. Obviously, I had some support with my father who was into this, but I didn't know where to really take it. And especially when it came to Burma, I just knew like I kind of wanted to go deeper into something, and I just followed that for a year, and it led to other retreats and talking to the right people and asking questions. So if you want to go deeper into this, just trust that kernel of interest, stay with it, and the path will continue to reveal itself to you. Great. Also, sorry, one more thing. Mindfulness.com. I am teaching on a new app that I'm very excited about. And I'm going to be hosting the majority of my teachings there. All my teachings will still be on Simple Habit if you follow me there, but mindfulness.com is going to be where I actually grow out a robust amount of my teachings, my courses, kids meditation, sleep meditations, etc. So if you're interested in that, the app just launched. It's in its early stages, which means there's a discounted rate. You could go to mindfulness.com/Corey, and over the next months and years, that's going to be my primary teaching platform. So I look forward to seeing you there. That's all, everyone. At the end of every meditation or each day, you hear me say thank you for your practice. There's meaning to that. It's coming from the recognition that this practice is not just for you. It is for you in a substantial way, but the work you do on yourself, the qualities of heart and mind that you're cultivating and nourishing here, extend to your relationships, your families, your communities, our environment, and our world at large. So I hope you hold that with you, that this is not a selfish practice, even if it can feel that way at times. This is a practice for everyone. And all of this work you've done, the merit of that, may the merit of that be shared with the larger community that we're a part of. So thank you again. I hope to see you soon. And until next time, as always, take care.